plagues and diseases are just coming around faster than anybody in the life of 2 years older. God, thank you. To continue on, Lord. If it's the way that you want to change it, then God, thank you. To hold on to you. God, make it from one day to the next. God, always help and save the protocol, help and save the goodness they got going down. Lord, say that sometimes you don't know what way to go. But Lord, bless us and keep us right. And keep on going, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, God.
You want to come up and help Sister Lisa lead us in a few songs?
Yeah.
Come on up. Help a little bit.
I'm not afraid to
Out of 100%, 99 was there. And he wanted to go find that one that was lost. They're not going to get by God wanting to be that 1%, or wanting to be that 5%, or that 20%. Well, they live like that. Why can't we do like that? Well, if they're going to get by like that, who said they're going to get by?
Better try to get by God's way.
That's who you're going to have to get by to get to heaven.
That's right.
You're going to have to get by God, the Word of God, the Son of God, to get to God's heaven. What did you say here?
277.
I'm going to take up the tithes and offerings while they get this song started. If you got something you want to give, I'm sure the good Lord will bless you for it. Page 277.
Thank you.
let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. We can make it known that we've been redeemed. That's what he's telling us. Who was it? David said, if you open your mouth, he'll do what? He'll fill it. I know sometimes we get up there, we get in front of a crowd, and knees are shaking, and hands are shaking, and lump getting your throat. Well, boy, I tell you, that's a tough time sometimes. Especially sometimes you, somewhere like a funeral, your emotions is high, you know, and that type of thing sometimes. Well, you can freeze up sometimes if you ain't careful. Wonder what the world I even stood up here for. What the world did I say? What the world was I trying to say anyway? Praise the Lord. Sometimes it might be best to pray about things. Make sure God's on your back. On your backside, pushing you in the way you need to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Make sure the Lord pushes you in the right direction. Amen. Let's see what we've got in Sunday school lesson. Our lesson is lesson number 5. And I know we miss sometimes you can't make things up. What's that?
I said, we'll catch them up.
Sometimes you can catch them up. You don't fall too far behind.
Yeah.
Let's look at our Sunday school books. I got some extra scripture there. Our lesson's found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 28, Ezekiel 36. I got some extra scripture in Ezekiel 36. I really hadn't gotten none in Exodus. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, I wanted to skip that section altogether. It talks about the law and keeping the law. In Deuteronomy 28, not Deuteronomy 26. Did I say 26?
No.
Deuteronomy 28. It talks about keeping the law. I ain't much on saying keep the law. But I like the commandments of God now. God said to rest on the Sabbath day and keep it holy before he wrote the Ten Commandments. I know he said which was the best, the greatest, and he said the first is keeping God, not taking his name in vain, and being reverent to God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first and the greatest. But the commandment on the Sabbath was that the children of Israel needed a day of rest. Thank God know that to start with, especially before they ever went to Egypt. Because if you look in Leviticus talks about the reason why the Sabbath was created to start with for man is because that they was in bondage. They was in bondage. And when you in sin, you in bondage. And the Sabbath was created to set you free from bondage, and that represents Egypt, Pharaoh, so that you can get away from your routine, that bound down job 6 days a week. I never liked working more than 5, but 6 days a week. That routine, see, if you go to doing 7 days a week, try that. If you don't believe me, you can try. God help me. Forgive me for even saying it. Try working for 7 days a week for about 2 months and see how you feel. I've done it. You'll get feeling right weary. And I was in sin when I done it. And I ain't recommending you to do that. Take my word for it. Let me change that. Just take my word for it. You don't need to try it. Working 7 days a week, that don't make a lick of sense. You get so tired after a while, you want to know what you're doing. You want to know if you're coming or going, your body wears down. You need spiritual strength. And the Lord knows that. The Sabbath was set aside for renewing yourself with the Lord and renewing yourself physically and spiritually too. But the reverence, the name of God, and you can say that several different ways. The title of the whole book is Commandments of the Bible. But reverence the name of God. You can say that different ways. God's name and God's word, God's will, the Spirit of God. A lot of people, they ain't showing reverence like they should. A lot of your church folks, half-hearted, a lot of them ain't even half-hearted no more. And we can talk about that from now to sundown. Yes. And still not see it all. But let's trying to hold on to the Lord. Let's us that's trying to go on with God. Let us show reverence toward the Lord. Let us grow closer to the Lord. If there's something you need to lay aside, the Bible said it didn't have to be a sin. It could be a weight.
That's right.
It could be something that slows you down from doing what you need to be doing. I ain't telling you that you're sinning, you're a big hypocrite, or you're living a lie, or you ain't nothing but a big liar. Who is that? Said something about that? You're a big liar. That was Joe Martin. He told Brother Robert Lee that. Brother Robert Lee went to see him, and he had come down with that Alzheimer. And he asked Robert Lee, he said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I come to sit and talk with you a while, maybe see if you play that guitar some for me, or something like that, you know." You big liar. What? Now, I want to know what you're doing here. He didn't recognize Robert Lee no more. Been knowing him for 50 years, you know, close. And I went over there to Robert Lee, out there about to cry. I said, "Brother Robert Lee, what's wrong?" Or either he'd come up after I was already there. I might have been already there. I said, "What's wrong?" Because you could tell, boy, you could just tell his countenance was low. His demeanor would drop, you know. I went and said, "Joe Martin over there." I said, "Is he doing all right?" Well, I knew he was sick. He said, "Yeah, but he called me a big liar over there watching." I said, what did he call you that for? He said that I didn't come over there to see him and sit with him and talk. He wanted to know what I was doing there. I said, "Brother Robert Lee, that fella don't know no more." I said, "He's got it Alzheimer's. He got to where he could get in his car and go up there to town. He lived right there at the edge of East Longburg. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even get back." Mm-hmm. See, stuff like that. They had to take his car, driver's license. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about people that don't know no better. You can't tell me a man got a right mind, don't even been in church for 50 years, some of them longer than that, and ain't living nothing. That's us reverence the Lord. God knows, I know we probably all failed the Lord, but from this day forward, let's try to reverence the name of God. He said to keep the name of the Lord, hallow the name of God. That's what Jesus told us in Matthew. He said, "Hallowed be thy name." And he was teaching the disciples to pray. What to pray, how to pray, and you can't make up a better prayer than the Lord's Prayer. You can try for 50 years if you want to, another 100 years if you live that long. You're not going to come up with another prayer that's better than the Lord's Prayer. He covers every aspect of every need, I think, right there in that short prayer. But that's showing reverence to God, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Now, how can you start out a prayer any better than that? Praise the Lord. Jesus was the perfect example. And I want to tell you, let's follow the perfect example a little closer, a little better. I'll tell you, we're getting all up in age around here. Don't you what now, 25? 25 and feel 40. I didn't feel 40 till I was 40. When I was 25, I didn't know what 25 felt like. But he's probably doing more poking at me than I am him right now. I like to poke a lot of dogs, but I'm going to have to cut back sometime. Probably think so. Gouging too hard sometime. But the thing of it is, you can't say this too much and too direct. You can't say it too stiff and too honestly or too openly. You can't do it. We need to show more reverence toward God. And I like to pick and play a little bit. I mean, as long as it's clean, fun, and stuff, you know, medicine does good, like laughter. There's some good things in God's people. They ain't got to be a sad countenance all the time. He said, not even have a sad countenance. It ain't all doom and gloom with God's people. Who in here is on the way to hell? Are you happy this morning you're serving the Lord? Have you got any peace and joy serving God? The couple of the fruits of the Spirit, have you got that? Have you got that this morning? Praise the Lord.
That's right.
I tell you something. I can't answer to God for you. I can't answer to God for nobody but Brother Darrell. I can tell you I'm blue in my face. And I can tell you and talk to you till the sun go down today. You're going to have to stand before the Lord. You're going to have to stand before God for yourself. You're not going to get no second chance that day. You're not going to have time. Lord, hold on a minute. Let me go around here and let me pray a minute, and I'll be right back. There ain't going to be no running around the corner and make you an altar. Tell you something, when the Lord said they're going to keep going the same way they've been going, don't be in that group. Don't be in that section. God told me several months ago, said they're going to keep right on going the way they've been going. You can't go the way you want to go. I'm going to heaven. It don't make no matter what the Lord says. I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to... God's going to be my Father. I'm going to that new city, that new Jerusalem. It don't make no difference what they say up there. What do you think I'm doing up here? Praise the Lord. Yeah. I'm about to the point now, I believe I could stay at home and go to heaven if that's what God wanted me to do. I mean, you know, church is wonderful. But don't look for church to get you to heaven is what I'm trying to tell you. I go to Grace's Chapel. I go up there to Grace's Chapel.
y'all pray for me. I do. I don't get up with y'all all the time like you know, like recently Pam, she does a lot of getting up with you, something or whatever. But I'm telling you something. I appreciate your prayers and all. Don't get me wrong. But you better be praying for yourself.
That's right.
You better be serving God for yourself.
That's right.
I know it kind of surprised me. I'm like Dana. She's telling me I better keep the promises I made, God. That didn't kind of surprise me. I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I'll go to Africa. I said, Lord, I'll go to Africa if you want me to. I said, Lord, I'll go to Brazil if you want me to.
He still
wants to
go on the other side of the world. He keeps on the Lord, not
moving on. I'm going to tell you something. You make the promises to God. I know what you're saying. But they, some of them can't even keep nothing that's even similar to a metaphor or anything. It was more like metaphor, yeah, you know, right, resembling what you would do if you had to or whatever. But they, some of them,
what are you saying?
They, some of them talking about how saved you are all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then turn right around and tell you they're a sinner.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a sinner.
Sinner.
Let's read that first verse there in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. When you say, I'm a saved sinner, you're blaspheming against God and the Word of God. Jesus come that sin might would be made manifest in your life. That you'll know that you're a sinner and that you know that you need a Savior. The Bible says the whole time that Jesus come to be the Savior of the world. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. When you misuse the name of the Lord, and when you misuse the Word of God, and you misuse and abuse everything that's got to do with Jesus and dishonoring His name and God dishonor, you're not in the will of, you're not doing what God wants you to do. You can't be in the will of God. What happened? Oh, my God. You're kidding. Jesus. What? See, they use things like that, so they use stuff like that so simply and so easy and so moderately. I mean, it got to the point now where blaspheming is nothing.
That's the truth. That is the truth. There's no
truth. No. Boy, there's some of them internet preachers, especially them Muslims. That Farrakhan and Jeremiah Wright and them, they some of the cussinest preachers you ever heard in your life. If you want to hear some cussing, just click on them. You're talking about some cussing preachers. Taking the Word of God, the pulpit, the house of God, the people of God, and using it for vain glory. Vain glory. I mean, it's just vain. How and where are you going to get past God in such an outfit, with such an outfit like that? I can't hardly stand it.
tell you, some of them ain't got no idea. You know what a lot of them subject, you know what a lot of them subject is? Racism. A lot of them's main subject is racism. If it wasn't black and white, if it wasn't for them two colors, they wouldn't know what to say in the pulpit. They stir up more trouble amongst themselves and for themselves than it's worth. They don't give God a half an ounce of a chance. I mean, so the traditions of men and the ways of men make the commandments of God of no effect. You look that up. John, I believe it. Your way, my way, their ways. I'm going to tell you something. Is not going to clear on the day of judgment. It's not going to clear. It's not going to pass. It's not going to be approved when the Lord comes back and calls His saints to meet Him in the air. That's not going to get two hairs off of the ground. How wide two hairs is. Not even one hair off the ground. That's not going. Let's look at Ezekiel 36. We've got some verses of scripture we can, other stuff we can look at and read too, but we don't want to spend too much time on it. I wanted to go over some more about reverence and God. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 21. Ezekiel 36 Ezekiel chapter 36 Let's start at verse 20. Dalton, you want to read 20 and 21?
Yeah.
36, 20 and 21.
When they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. And they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of this land, out of his land. That I have pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went.
And read 22 and 23.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
All right, thank you. Now, verse 20 said they entered in unto the heathens. Mm-hmm. How in the world, you supposed to be with a sanctified people, a set apart people, and you're going to claim religion with them? Therefore, my people, the Lord, have gone forth out of his land, and left the Lord behind. They've gone forth out of his land. You see that? How in the world can a people that knows anything about the Lord, knows anything about God, and don't know that they just entered into heathenism? Huh? How can they not know that they just entered into some kind of spiritualism? And that's one of the biggest things going on today is spiritualism. That some of them, like Joel O's thing, that's all they teach is spiritualism. I mean, you can't hardly get past some of them. That's all they doing is shouting and singing and running and whatever else they do. All up and down the aisles. I don't know. It might be all out in the parking lot and everywhere else. and won't mention one thing that you're supposed to be doing for God. Won't mention one thing. Now, when you're serving the Lord, you're supposed to have a shout, don't get me wrong. But serving the Lord brings the shout, you see. The children of Israel didn't have nothing to shout about when they were down there in the land of Egypt. But I'm going to tell you something. If you can shout down there being a slave and being whipped and everything else, whatever they was going through with, if you can shout over that, there's something bad wrong. But the Lord said they profaned His name among the heathens. Blasphemy, cursing, any kind of false worship, idolatry. There's a number of things, not just one category. There is a number of things that fall upon taking the name of the Lord in vain. There's a number of things. Go ahead, Sister Abby, read the next two. 23 and 24.
And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you all out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land.
Now the Lord done gone into some prophecy here. Ezekiel, he done gone into some prophecy. I will sanctify my great name. God's name is going to be a sanctified name. Hallowed be thy name. It didn't start in Matthew, God wanting to be a holy God. It didn't start on over there with the disciples, God wanting to be a holy God. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you this too. It didn't start with Jesus, God wanting to be a holy God. Praise the Lord. God's always been a holy God. God hadn't changed because of nothing that's happened over the years, through the centuries, and through the thousands of years. There ain't nothing changed. God ain't changed.
That's right.
Praise the good Lord. I am the Lord. I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. How much plainer does that give? God wants you to be sanctified. Even in Ezekiel, in the Old Testament, how are you going to live an unsanctified life if you claim a sanctified God? Boy, I'm kidding. Sometimes you seem like to go in this ear and just keep running. You ever heard that? Said, boy, that said, I told you, it must have went in one ear and not the other ear. That's what he used to tell you. He said, I will take you from among them heathens. And it's coming a time. God's going to take us out of this mess. He's going to take us from among these heathens. We're going to be a separated people, sure enough, after a while. Because God's people is going to be living with God. And them that's left here is going to go through something that they ain't never seen before. Go ahead and read the next two, Sister Dan. You want to read? 25 and 26.
Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh.
Now, I will sprinkle this clean water on you, the water of life. It's a clean water. You might be like Naaman. You might have to go down and dip in that muddy Jordan. But when God cleans something, He told Peter, he said, don't call that common and unclean that which
right.
I have cleaned.
That's right. Praise
You're going to be a clean people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. If I get out of the verses or out of the scriptures, y'all get me right, you know, right there. Don't wait to call me to the side at the church. About what you were saying. Now, let's fix it right now. Praise the good Lord, you ain't going to hurt my feelings if I need rebuke. If you rebuke a wise man, he'll be wiser. And then what Solomon said, something close to that, you rebuke a man and for love, and he'll love you the more. There's a way, a new heart will I give you. There's a way that the old way can't stand. The old way can't do it. The old way is not sufficient. The old you, the old spirit, the old flesh that you used to have, the old system has got to be done away with. The old man has got to be swept out. He's got to be renewed. He's got to be put down. And then this new heart, this new man has got to come up. Got to raise up. He said, I'll take away that old flesh, that old heart, and I will give you a real heart, one that will cause you to want to serve the Lord, one that the spirit within you that will cause you to want to what? That I'll put a spirit that cause you to do what? And you shall keep my what? And you shall do what? It don't get no simpler than that, do it? Amy teaches them little kids over there at the daycare, you know, there's something about that tall. And she come home the other week. I kind of helped her with the idea, I believe. Them little kids wanted something to do for Christmas, you know. I said, let them play the drummer boy. Little drummer boy. She got them all little drum thing, you know, and some of them little thing. Some of them had some little bells. And boy, she come home with a video, and they were singing that little song. And boy, them little youngs, one of this few over here would ring the bells, and then this few over here would hit the drum. I said, boy, I'm sure glad you brought that home so I could see it. She come by the house, special trip so I could see it. The scripture is real simple. I don't know. I know the Bible talks about the wayfaring fool, what the scripture. But let me tell you something. And do them. The little children, they wanted to have something to do. They wanted to have something to do for Christmas. And if you're a child of God, you want to have something to do for the Lord, you know. You want to have something that's, you know what I mean? You got the new heart. You got rid of the stony, old evil mind and old evil spirit. And he gives you a new heart that causes you to want to look for holiness and righteousness. Mm-hmm. Sister B, there's some of them backed up on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And they backed up on the church. And they backed up on God.
Right.
You can't tell me this here comes out of the Old Testament. And then they'll turn around and say, oh, that New Testament, we're under grace now. And we on the love now, and we on the mercy now. Is not it still supposed to be holiness unto the Lord? Where in the world do they get their ideas from that we don't have to walk in no statutes? We don't have to keep no judgments. We ain't got no requirements. We can do whatever we want to. I'm serving a loving God. Praise the Lord.
And then sometimes turn around.
Let me tell you something. When I put my spirit within you, 27, he don't leave his judgments behind. He don't leave his statutes behind. He don't leave his will behind because he saved you. He saved you for his will. He saved you for his statutes and his judgments, so that when you out there amongst the heathen, that they will know that he is the Lord and that he is sanctified in you before their eyes. In verse 23. And God helps me, I know. Lord knows I couldn't come up with all this back and forth and stuff. You got to have help from the Lord. We got plenty of time. It ain't even 3 o'clock yet. Sister, it don't matter this. What God wants you to do. You got to have help from the Lord. I don't care how good you can preach, or how faithful you are to come to church, or how much you can put in the offering plate, or how much you can do this, or how much you can do that, or how long you can do this, or how long you... It don't make no difference. Let God have his way in your life. He's got the spirit for you. He's got the cause for you and calls you to. He's got the cause for you. God's got a cause for every one of us. He's got a purpose for every one of us, and it's not to live like some sinner. I don't need help being a sinner. Or I didn't need help being a sinner. I need help being a saint. I did not need no help before to be a sinner. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whose turn is it? Sister Lisa? Read that 28.
And you shall dwell in the land that I will give to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will pour, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn.
Go ahead and finish reading. Now, ye shall dwell in the land that I give it to your fathers. How are you going to do that? God put that new heart in you. God put the new spirit in you. God's helping you with his statutes and his judgments. He sprinkled the clean water on you and washed that old man, that sinful nature out of you.
Yeah.
Verse 25 says, ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols. Now, if you let God have his way in your life, how you going to miss him? I mean, the devil is a fool. But don't let him make a fool out of you, too. Lord, help us right now. Sister B, read that verse 38. We only got one more verse of scripture to read. I saved you one verse. Verse 38.
As the Holy Spirit.
Hold up a minute, Sister B. Go ahead and read 37 and 38.
Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this day inquire out by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem, and the God see, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am.
Alright, thank you. That verse 37, I don't know why I should have added that in there too. The Lord said, I will yet for this be inquired. We look for God to do these things. We look for God to clean us up. to help us, don't you? God's being inquired to help us. It's His job to help us, to do it for them, that we can be the flock of God, that we can be the people that God wants us to be. There's no other way around it. There's no getting past it. There's not a bridge over here that'll take you to heaven without going past Jesus. There's no curve over here that'll go around the backside and get you in over there without going past Jesus. You can't, there's no tunnel. They say there's tunnels out there in California where they dug across there trying to get from Mexico. There ain't no tunnel no tunnels going to heaven. Amen. They talk like they've had to cancel, 4,500 flights in the country this past weekend. They call it the health and safety protocol. It ain't COVID no more. They're not counseling on kind of COVID. It's counseling on kind of health and safety protocol. Plus, there's some weather delaying them, too. So a few of them been delayed by weather. You know, a little bit of snow here, snow there, or whatever, you know. But the health and safety protocol, I'm going to tell you something. They can dress it up. They can doctor it up. They can fix it up. They can call it Omicron variants. They can call it whatever they want to. They can dress it, fix it. They can wrap it. Which all the Christmas stuff's gone now, my sad, sad to say. But let me tell you something. They're not going to, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem, there's not going to be an unclean. I feel some tingling up here now. There's not going to be an unclean a section up here. All y'all unclean saints, y'all come and sit over here. All y'all unsanctified Christians, y'all gather over here. Where's that at in Acts where it says that there's an inheritance among them that are sanctified? Y'all unsanctified church, y'all come over here, the Baptists, the Methodists over here, Presbyterian. You better be a child of God. You better be in the flock of God, the holy flock of God. Can it get any better than that? It's not a vain way. It's not a vain way. It's not an in vain way. Vanity is not going. This foolishness, this misuse, all this stuff that's subtracting from the Word of God, all this stuff that's abusing the privileges, the statutes, the judgments, everything that they're laying aside that's supposed to be in the church, that ain't going. It ain't going. He said that they, where did I read that at? He said, I'll clean you from your filthiness in 25. I'll clean you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you. It don't get no better than that, no plainer than that. How simple do you need it?
Praise the Lord.
Let's show more reverence toward God. Amen. Let's show more reverence toward the Lord. The more the devil gets out there and breaks the commandments, the more I want to keep them. The more they get out there and act a fool, live like the adulterers they want to, and everything else, the more I want to live a sanctified life. Lord, help us to grow closer to you, be more like you. Amen. Is there any questions or comments, anything? Well, I appreciate y'all. Y'all seem like y'all been a good class. class this morning. Now, I brought my pennies, y'all. Now, if y'all got some, I'll come around and collect them, but I brought my pennies. I had to bring me some change because I didn't want the Lord on me. Has anybody got a birthday this week? I didn't tell him that, but I'll say it now. He said, "Brother Darrell, I want you to help me with that class." He said, "I need some help, man." He kind of put it like that. He said, "I want you to teach the class." And boy, I thought about that thing a few seconds. And my Lord must have helped me right then. I thought, man, I said, I was going to say, what kind of crazy question? What in the world is this man talking about here, you know? What, how in the world he figured? He said, "I want you to teach, I'm going to teach class now. Help me out." I think he said it the second time. And I said, "Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'll try it for 2 weeks." I said, "If the Lord don't help me, you can have it back." That's all he needed. That's all the Lord needed. We want to stretch the Lord out and say, "Lord, if you'll help me for the next 40 years to get where you want me to be." You want another 40 years to live is what it is. You ain't want to obey God. Praise the Lord. God will help you. God will help you. If God gives you something to do, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Let the Lord bless you. He'll take you and make you mold you. He fixes where you be just what God wants you to be. Y'all ready for some preaching? I know Sister Amy, she's ready to go to. Y'all pray for the Lord to help and bless you. Go to service of Sister Amy, the Lord.
Seen the spiders. I said, "Lord, the devil's trying to make me up here." I appreciate the Lord. It's so good to be back in church. I missed y'all something terrible. Half of us was sick, and the other half was busy running around taking care of the half that was sick. Those of us that wasn't sick. And seems like it was something going on just about all the time. But anyway, I'm glad to be back in church.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Sometimes you have to hold back a little bit, be careful, you know, because you don't want to, you know, Grandma Piggy, I don't know exactly what she got, but Dee had the flu, and she got tested for COVID, and she went back to the doctor sometime last week, and they said she didn't have it, but she's coughing so bad, Mama had sinuses, Daddy had the flu, and Grandma's got something else, and I had pneumonia, and We was trying to pass around everything to all of us. But anyway, I'm glad to be here this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians, the first chapter. And I got quite a little bit to read here, but Ephesians, first chapter, chapter 1, and start in verse 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that was at the beginning of the book in Ephesians, when Paul was writing to the church of Ephesus. Now chapter 6 in Ephesians, and starting with verse 10. Same book, chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, the utter may be given unto me, the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know that my affairs and how I do in Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Now I'm going to read some in Matthew. The first chapter of Matthew, chapter 1, and starting with verse 1. It's the book of Matthew, chapter 1, and verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas and his brethren. So I'm going to read of that now. Chapter 24, same book, Matthew, chapter 24, and verse 44. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, and verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. I'm going to read that once more. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The last scripture is in verse 26, in verse 41, chapter 26, excuse me, in verse 41. Book of Matthew 26 and 41. Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Thank you for those that could stand. Now we can all agree that, Sister Abby, the world is ending, right? You can look around and tell that. And you know that because that's what we read in the Bible. We look for the signs Sister Dana, and you can tell by looking at the signs that the world is in. And that's just like symptoms, Sister Lisa. If you have enough symptoms of a disease, symptoms is the product, the evidence of the disease. If you go in there being dizzy, feeling lightheaded after you eat pork, salted fat back, and you're feeling lightheaded and dizzy and your feet swelling and your heart's racing, then you go in there and say, well, there's something going on with you and that pork, and you might have some high blood pressure. So let's see if we can't get you on something to fix it, because there's symptoms of it. Sister Dana, if you go in there and you got chest pains hurting down your left arm, and you're just kind of feeling dizzy and woozy, ain't that how the situation might feel? They're going to start saying, let's go get her on some nitroglycerin, because she might be fixing to have a heart attack. Right? Okay? You go in there with stomach trouble, throwing up, sick on your stomach, feeling peakish, pale looking, got a fever. They're going to start running some tests. You might have food poisoning. You might have a stomach bug. They're going to find out what's wrong. You got some symptoms. There's some evidence that some of these things, the diseases that could be wrong with you. Time is winding up. The wages of sin, Sister Dana, is death, right? When sin entered into the world, a lot of other things entered in too. Like a lot of these diseases that we have now, right? Because when sin come in, so did all the profit from sin. You profit from everything you do. When you do sin, you profit death. That's your profit, right?
Yes.
Y'all help me out this morning. We can get somewhere good now. So there comes sin in. And when Jesus was born, one of the few bloodlines that was still pure was David. So he had to come down the David bloodline, because everybody else had been corrupt. Right? Okay. I'm going to read you off some diseases. Let's see if we can get good here. Chronic mucus hypersecretion. You know what that is? I looked these up. It means you make up so much mucus that it gets in other organs of your body, like your pancreas, that don't normally have a bunch of mucus. Fills up your lungs. That's chronic. That's just me, for lack of a better word, that's making a bunch of snot.
Yeah. And that's weird, because two other organs has to do before the pancreas.
Yeah. But that was one of the ones. It's rare. It's rare.
Yeah,
it's rare.
Yeah.
It's okay. Then cerumen impaction. You know what that is? That's too much earwax. That's where you build so much earwax in your ear, and it gets so hard in there on the outer layer, because the outer layer gets to the air. So then the inner layer, it's soft, still soft and squishy, but when you get water in it, it makes it get infected. Because you got so much wax in your ear, you're not supposed to have that much, and you can't get in there and clean it out. You have to go to a professional. All right? Stay with me now. Anybody know what alopecia is? That's where you can't grow hair. You can't grow hair. Women can have that. Men can have that. But it can start from an early age. You start off having a normal head of hair, and then all of a sudden, no hair. But we're talking about 20-year-old women, just no hair. Not you, Nikki. Yours turned loose. There for a different reason. You have prune belly syndrome. That's where you don't have any abdominal muscles. No abdominal muscles, and your belly looks like a prune. Okay? This one's a big one. Takotsubo, cardiomyopathy. It's the stress of a broken heart, so stressed that your heart changes shape.
But
this is
from
a Japanese guy named
Yeah.
It's probably called something different in the U.S. Okay? Kawasaki.
There you go.
It is a heart condition for children under 5. And your heart creates a random hole. Just nothing causes it, Sister Dana. Just a random hole just appears in your heart for no reason. Okay, and this is Eskimo's. And that's something like that, too. I don't know how to say all these words. And when I'm writing, I write so fast, then I can't reread what I'm saying. But Sister B, it's from the top to the bottom. There's something wrong with the head. There's something wrong with the nose. There's something wrong with the heart. Didn't he say in the last days men's hearts would fail them for fear? That's failing them, Sister B. They can't even grow hair. That people is, and the sin that's come in this world has just come in and tore everything up. Now, it's not to say that we sinners because we seek. That's not it. But I'm saying we've entered into the world now. It's entered in. That's why we have to suffer. Because we're living in a world that is sinful. If Adam and Eve would have never done what they did, we would still be in perfect health now. Nobody would have ever died from cancer. Yeah. Nobody would have ever died from blood pressure. Right. Nobody would have ever had those sins. But the world is failing, Sister Abby. It's coming to an end. Just like people's life, when it comes in, it's coming to an end. We've got to be ready. He said, prepare ye the way. When somebody's coming to your house, Sister Dan, you go in the bathroom and clean the bathroom. You go in the living room and clean the living room. You go in the bedroom and clean the bedroom. It don't matter if they're never going to step foot in the bedroom. You clean it anyway, just in case they walk by the door. You don't want them to see a mess. You're preparing for somebody to come. Just a minute, we got to have on the whole heart. So when all this stuff comes against us, we'll be ready. Sister Lisa, ain't you read the back of the book? We know how it's going to end. Sister Dana, you know how it's going to end. This trial and the world. We know how it's going to end. We know the Lord's going to come down, Sister B, and He's going to save us out of all this trouble we got going on. One day, Sister B, it's going to all be over with. Just like the front of the book, when Paul started in Ephesians, he knew exactly where it was going to end up. He said, I'm going to start off this book, and my main point is going to be to keep your armor on. When Matthew started in Matthew, he said, I'm going to write this whole storyline about Jesus. And when I end, I'm going to tell them to make sure that they're ready. When the Lord started in Genesis, He put everything in that book that He knew you would need to get from point A to point C. And He finished that book saying, it don't matter where you are, if you're at the beginning, if you're at the middle, or close to the end, we know how it's all going to end. Books. You'd be so excited to get to the end. I can't wait to get to the end. I can't wait to see if so-and-so marries so-and-so. I can't wait to see if that dinner turns out and that trifling girl says something to the main character. I can't wait to get to the end, to the next thing. Sister Dana, you might feel like, no, this is on a smaller scale. You might feel like on this trial, you just open the book and you just start off this to begin. Saying, Lord, here I am. I just started this new trial. How's it going to end? You know how it's going to end. The main book done told you, Sister Abby, it's going to end with the Lord saving you. If your book is this thick or the book is that thick, that trial might go on and on and on, Sister B. But the way it's going to end is in victory. The Lord don't never end nothing that He does for us in anything but victory. But what you have to do is stand. And having done all, that means all that you can to stand. Then, if it's your personal trial, or if it's just a trial of the whole world, it's going to wrap up soon. But you got to keep your arm on. You got to prepare. Prepare for the hits. Prepare for the fiery darts. Prepare for the end. Prepare for every day climbing. Every day stress and strain. You got to prepare. And watch and be ready for when it comes. We don't have that much to do compared to all the Lord does for us. Just put your arm on and stand there. Hold your ground. Hold my head up high. Put my shoulders back. Sit on the rock.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Lisa, he's
But we got to do our part. It don't matter if you're standing in the pouring rain, if it's cold, if it's too hot. You know, sometimes it gets hot in the fire and people will take their armor off.
That's right.
Sister B, let me tell you a little story. I didn't have much confidence in this person, no way. And you know what she did? She congratulated a boy that proposed to his mistress while he's still married to his wife. Now, he can't get married again. He can't do that. Not to be right, he can't do that. But even a person with decent morals wouldn't have, if they did believe in adultery, they still wouldn't have congratulated you and you still married to your wife.
That's right.
And you proposed to your mistress at somebody else's wedding.
Oh my goodness.
Then she bought her niece's girlfriend. Her niece's girlfriend, her Christmas present. Sister Dina, it gets hot, and they can't take it. When you say, I ain't buying you no gift. I don't care if you ain't got nothing other than you ain't supposed to be here. She don't bring girls home. She's supposed to bring a boy home. If the Lord's even meant for her to have anybody at all. Now, if she brought a nice Christian boy home, I'd be happy to get him a Christmas present. But I ain't getting her girlfriend nothing. And that ain't being ugly, Sister Abby. That's condoning it.
That's right.
I ain't going to give them money for their light bill. I ain't going to give them body wash for Christmas. I'm going to give them Jesus wash. They need to wash their sins away.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. It gets hot. And people, who is hot in here? Let me take this helmet of salvation off. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is too righteous. Let me get this breastplate of righteousness off. I'm going to have to tell someone, God, I want to not have no present for Christmas. How's that going to look? How does it look? You're singing in the church when your church don't believe in it and you're buying her a Christmas present. You tell her, it's okay for you to be here. It's okay for you to come meet me. Come meet me. Say, this is Grandma. Grandma, this is my girlfriend. Gets hot. Sister, at least it don't matter how hot we get, we got to keep our armor
on.
Sister, even if that trial's hard and long, you got to keep it on.
That's
it don't matter how hot it gets.
That's right.
You can't let the devil come up and say, ain't it hot in here? Blow that fiery breath on you. Ain't it hot? Don't you want to take off some of that? It won't be so hot if you take off some of that stuff. You can't do it, Sister Dana. You got to keep that armor on all the way. Because time is winding up.
Yes,
time is winding up. People's out of their mind.
Yes, they are.
They're doing stuff now that even people with morals wouldn't do. People who do say, okay, it's all right to get married again. But it's not all right to propose to your mistress in front of your wife at another man and woman's wedding. Even you half decent people would see something wrong with that. But they don't now. They don't. Sister, we got to hold our ground. We got to hold it. It don't matter how rough it gets, we got to hold it. And I sure appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate y'all. I'm glad to see y'all. I was worrying about everybody. So sometimes, you know, everybody's a system ain't like, you know, everybody is different. What I can handle, you might not can handle. What you can handle, I might not can handle, you know. But I'm so glad the Lord brought us all back. That, I think that was the first bad time we've all had, you know, about the same time. So, but y'all keep praying for me, and I pray for y'all.
All right, we certainly appreciate the message.
Just looking for